The enforcement of the Strait of Hormuz Blockade 2026 framework has entered a high-stakes legislative freeze, completely upending immediate market expectations. Today, Sunday, May 24, 2026, U.S. President Donald Trump instructed American negotiators not to rush into a deal with Tehran, asserting that time is firmly on Washington's side. Trump confirmed that the rigorous U.S. naval blockade targeting Iranian ports, operational since April 13, 2026, will remain in full force and effect until a comprehensive agreement is reached, certified, and signed. The sudden announcement tempers a weekend of intense diplomatic optimism after international mediators outlined a sweeping framework to temporarily dismantle the maritime embargo. Reopening the moat, the proposed framework under the Strait of Hormuz Blockade 2026, the details of the potential breakthrough, mediated heavily by Pakistan and backed by regional Gulf allies, were clarified by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Rubio confirmed that back-channel negotiations over the last 48 hours have mapped out a 60-day ceasefire extension engineered to provide immediate structural relief to global supply chains caught in the Strait of Hormuz Blockade 2026 dragnet. The proposed macro trade trade-off contains four core pillars: the toll-free reopening. Iran would completely restore unrestricted freedom of navigation through the channel, contractually stripping away the arbitrary transit tariffs and restrictive permits recently applied by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Navy. Naval mine clearance. Joint regional maritime task forces would immediately begin extracting defensive naval mines deployed across the choke point, providing underwriters the structural security required to roll back astronomical war risk insurance premiums. Sovereign port relief. In reciprocal alignment, the United States would temporarily suspend its CENTCOM-enforced maritime blockade, allowing commercial cargo hulls to dock at and depart from Iranian seaports without facing immediate asset forfeiture. The liquidity inflow. The framework outlines the phased unfreezing of selective Iranian sovereign bank assets held overseas, estimated by regional sources to encompass a potential $25 billion capital pool, leveraged as a strict compliance guarantee. The nuclear impasse, separating trade from HEU stockpiles despite the structural progress on shipping logistics under the active Strait of Hormuz Blockade 2026 operational timeline, a deep geopolitical friction point prevents a final signature. A senior Iranian official confirmed to Reuters today that Tehran has flatly rejected Washington's core demand to export or surrender its highly enriched uranium, HEU, stockpile. By treating its 440 kilograms infrastructure of weapons-grade material as an absolute red line of sovereign defense, the Iranian leadership has effectively decoupled the core nuclear non-proliferation issue from the preliminary trade and tariff architecture. While Washington intends to eventually take control of or destroy the material under a parallel 30- to 60-day evaluation track, the IRGC has maintained an aggressive defensive stance. To signal its leverage over global energy flows while negotiations continue, the IRGC Navy permitted only 33 vessels to clear the strait under restrictive permits over the last 24 hours, keeping global distribution channels highly constrained. The ceasefire liquidity coefficient, plain text operations model to evaluate the net macroeconomic dividend injected into global trade networks by a temporary 60-day maritime de-escalation while the Strait of Hormuz Blockade 2026 is actively monitored, international trade desks utilize a system-safe, plain text math formula to calculate asset values. Ceasefire liquidity valuation equals sum of vessel capacity times insurance reduction plus toll cost savings plus unfreeze velocity times frozen Iranian assets target, times 1 minus nuclear friction coefficient, to map this model cleanly into automated enterprise risk auditing dashboards. Vessel capacity. The volumetric freight or crude capacity of an individual vessel waiting to clear the choke point. Insurance reduction. The projected reduction in maritime war risk insurance surcharges following verified naval mine clearance. Toll cost savings. The clear financial savings realized by the complete elimination of uncodified transit levies and customs duties maritime transit tolls. Unfreeze velocity. The partial unfreezing velocity constant M.